This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minutecast on Monday the 30th of July. And before we start, please indulge me if you will to say, give that man a knighthood. No, I'm not talking about Kensuke Nagai, though we'll get to him later. But to Mr. Danny Boyle for that brilliantly British mix of pride with self-deprecation, magnificence with humility, humour with solemnity, and hard graft with pop culture that was the opening ceremony at the London Olympics. Best of luck too to my old primary school friend Edward Ling, competing in the men's trap shooting event next weekend. And of course to all the other British and Japanese athletes doing their country so proud over in London. It's there in the Olympics that we'll start our roundup today. I'll be back in just a few seconds. Well, hello again, and Japan's Olympic footballers have enjoyed a hugely impressive start to their medal quests in the United Kingdom, with both the men's and women's teams securing qualification for the quarter-finals with a game to spare. 24 hours before that spectacular opening ceremony in London, Takashi Sekizuka's side pulled off the first real shock of the 2012 Games by beating the favourite Spain 1-0 at Hampden Park in Glasgow. Yuki Otsu slotted home from a Takahiro Ogihara corner on 34 minutes to stun the Spanish, who had Inigo Martinez sent off just before half-time for pulling down Kensuke Nagai. Nagai was then the hero in the early hours of this morning, Japanese time, with a late winner to see off Morocco in Newcastle. Japan were made to work hard for their second straight 1-0 victory, but recovered from a difficult start to slowly take control, with Maya Yoshida putting a free header wide just before the interval, and Hiroshi Kiyotake cracking a shot against the crossbar early in the second period. But with time running out, Nagai raced onto a lobbed pass from Kiyotake and beat the onrushing goalkeeper Mohamed Amsif to the ball, lofting it superbly into the vacated net from almost 30 yards. A point from their final group game against Honduras on Wednesday will ensure top spot, thereby avoiding Brazil in the last eight. Nadeshiko Japan beat Canada 2-1 in Coventry last Wednesday, before a goalless draw with fellow women's powerhouse Sweden at the same venue on Saturday guaranteed their progression from Group F. Nahomi Kawasumi struck a terrific opener from a narrow angle to open the scoring against the Canadians, after excellent work from Homare Sawa and Shinobu Ono, before a header from captain Aya Miyama doubled the advantage just before half-time. Melissa Tancredi pulled one back, but Japan generally remained comfortable throughout. The only real issue appears to be a lack of decisiveness in front of goal, something that was evident again against Sweden as a succession of Nadeshiko stars missed chances to convert their domination into 3 points. In the J-League, Nagai's parent club, Nagoya Grampus, felt the absence of their young starlet on Saturday, as their title challenge was hit by an embarrassing 2-1 defeat away to bottom side Consadole Sapporo. The hosts took the lead on 10 minutes when Ramon, one of three new overseas players making their Consadole debuts, played in Masaki Yamamoto on the overlap to fire confidently past Yoshinari Takagi. Grampus were level 3 minutes later when Marcus Tulio Tanaka, forced to play up front with Joshua Kennedy and Keiji Tamada also missing through injury, scrambled the ball home from a corner. But they lacked the necessary bite in front of goal and were made to pay in second half injury time when Shinya Uehara headed in a Yamamoto cross to give Sapporo only their second win of the season. Alberex Niigata's resurgence under new boss Masaaki Yanagishita continued with a 2-0 victory away to FC Tokyo that takes them out of the relegation zone for the first time since April. Yuta Mikado fired home through a crowd of players before Alan Mineiro finished off a classy passing move with a fine shot from a difficult angle. Gamba Osaka remains 6 points adrift of safety despite a 1-1 draw away to Vissel Kobe, now managed by former Gamba boss Akira Nishino. Omiya Ardija are the new target in 15th, after their 4-1 drubbing at Kawasaki Frontale took them below Niigata on goal difference. Cerezo Osaka fell into the bottom three, after losing by the same margin away to Kashiwa Reysol. The reigning champions are now just 4 points off the summit in 4th, following draws for each of the top two. Sanfrecce Hiroshima were pegged back to 2-2 at Kashima Antlers, and Vigalta Sendai were held 1-1 at home to Sagan Tosu. Urawa Reds are 3 points behind the leaders after beating Jubilo Iwata 2-0 to extend their unbeaten run to 10. Meanwhile, Yokohama F. Marinos are up to 6 and unbeaten in a dozen league matches, thanks to a 3-0 rout of Shimizu S-Pulse, who are now winless in 9. Two more quick talking points to finish up with. And Vanfore Corfu beat Tokyo Verdy 3-1 on Sunday evening to take over at the top of J2. And Shinji Kagawa scored his first goal for Manchester United in a 1-0 friendly win over Shanghai Shenhua, controlling a cutback from Bebe to volley in from close range. Well, that's all for today. Join me again next Monday to find out if the Japanese Olympic teams have made it through to the last four and within touching distance of those medals. Bye for now.